Good evening. Good evening. Wonderful. Welcome today to the fourth weekend in Ordinary Time. We're here today to listen to the two kingdoms in conflict. Jesus inaugurated God's kingdom, but he left it to us for completion. In the 1970s, there was a movie called The Exorcist. At that time, it was breaking all kinds of box office records. The movie was about a young person who was possessed by an evil spirit, not unlike the one in today's gospel. The movie was based on an actual case of a 14-year-old boy who lived in the state of Maryland in 1949. The news media described the case this way. Pictures, chairs, and the boy's bed would suddenly move about. At night, the boy could barely sleep. After he was admitted to Georgetown University, the boy came to mouth fierce curses in ancient languages. And at one point, while strapped helplessly in his bed, long red scratches appeared on his body. The boy eventually survived an exorcism and now lives in the Washington, D.C. area. The old priest, the old holy and wonderful priest, who was involved in the boy's exorcism, took a vow never to discuss it. He does say, however, that this experience did dramatically change his life for the better. Like the people in today's gospel, we too ask, what does this mean? What is the deeper meaning behind Jesus' power to expel evil spirits, a power that he also gave to his church? And Jesus answered the question himself by saying, it is by means of God's power that I drive out demons. And this proves that the kingdom of God has already come to you. The deeper meaning behind Jesus' exorcism is that the kingdom of Satan, which enslaved people since Adam's sin, is now giving way to the kingdom of God. And this raises the following questions. If Jesus inaugurated the kingdom of God more than 2,000 years ago, why then is evil still widespread today? Or put it another way, if Jesus inaugurated God's kingdom in his lifetime, why is Satan's kingdom still so powerful today in our lifetime? The answer, of course, is that the coming of God's kingdom is not an instant happening. It is a gradual process. It is not a one-in-a-lifetime event. It's an ongoing movement in history. Jesus inaugurated the kingdom of God, but Jesus left us the task of completing it. That's why we still pray in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come." Several weeks ago, I was surfing through the television, and I came across a movie which intrigued me. It was titled The Rite.